less intelligent man who want to see God immediately without necessary qualification are shown first the gigantic material cosmos as the form of the Lord, although the Lord is within and without. The cloud in the sky and the blue of the sky are better appreciated in this connection, although the bluish tint of the sky and the sky itself are different. We conceive of the color of the sky as blue, but that is general conception for the layman only. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Together. Narayanam namaskritam naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasatim vyasam tato jayam mudirae nastaprayesu avadresu nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati naishtaki mukam karati vachalam pangulangayati girim jatipatamaham vande sri guru dinatarinam Sri Chaitanya Isharam Paramananda Madhavam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathamnitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Debe Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschat Deshatarine Vanchakalpaturuvescha Kripa Sindhubhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo 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 Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratise Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindaye Tulsidibaye Priyaye Keshavasya Vishnu Bhakti Pade Devi Sattvate Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare
So the verse again. Yatha Nabhasi Megho Go Renu Ba Parthiva Nile Evam Drishtari Drishyattam Aropitam Abuddhibi. The yesterday's verse Bhadra Prabhu nicely explained, and if you look at this, and Mother Agatmika pointed out that this verse, if you look at the word to word, Maya Guner Birachitam, the Birat Rupa is made by material energy. It is not internal potency. It's very clearly Maya Guner Birachitam. She made it very nicely. And with what? How did she make it? If you look at the next line, Mahat Adibi, with the ingredients of matter. But when we talk about God, we talk about Satchidananda, conscious being. The Virat Rupa is not made of conscious being. But Vishwarupa has some connection between. Something to look into. I was reading the commentary of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, and Srila Prabhupada's illuminate this, how Arjuna needed Dibba Chakshu. Arjuna is already Sakharas. What divine eyes he needs to see something? He has a Premanjana eyes. Premanjana eyes is lower or higher than Dibba Chakshu, divine eye. Or are they same? Obviously it's not same. If it is same, then why Arjuna asked Krishna to give him that vision? So obviously it's not same. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explained this, that Dibba Chakshu, where Arjuna was given, it is the opulence aspect of God in relation to the material world and relation to the spiritual world. So this is a connector. Many years back, Sesha Prabhu gave class, he said, when we hear about Harikatha, there is a four perception. There was a vaikari, means something related to this world. You will see Bhagavatam discuss about something related to this world. Some discussion of Bhagavatam related to this world and spiritual world connecting. And some discussion is only about spiritual world. Vaikari and para and Pashyanti. And those who are very advanced soul, they are always meditating on the spiritual pastimes or quality. But when they are here in this world, they are connecting also. So they have all this perception of hearing. Similarly, Arjuna has always Premanjana with his eternal constitutional loving relation position called Sakharas. So what he got, Dibba Chakshu, means a perception that is connected with this world, with Krishna's opulence connecting to the spiritual world. But Premanjana Chakshu has nothing to do with this world. It is pure transcendental vision in relation to Krishna. So similarly, this Virat Rupa and Vishwarupa, Vishwarupa has an eternal existence also in Krishna. Krishna ek sarvasray, Krishna sarvadham, Krishna sarirya sarva, Vishwara visram. This verse Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, Krishna ek sarvasra, he is the shelter, he is the container. Like in Mother Yashoda's case, if we research, the Mother Yashoda had a two times universal form vision given. One was when Krishna was yearning. That is in 10th canto, 7th chapter, shorter, that Krishna was yearning and he was kind of falling asleep. Then all of a sudden, she saw this universal form in the mouth. And the another next chapter, chapter 8, explains about when Mother Yashoda heard the complaint of the coward boys and Balaram made a strong statement, Mother, Maya, Krishna ate dirt. And Balaram never say like this, unless it is real. Of course, Krishna loves to eat dirt, because Brajadham is nothing but one acharya made a song. Dhula makhore, makhore, braja rasere dhula. Who doesn't want braja dust? Even Krishna wants braja dust. So Krishna is eating dirt is not something surprise, because he loves those mood, that
devotee has. Just like when we come to temple, if the question asks, why you want to touch Prabhupada's lotus feet? Why? Why the foot? Why not shoulder? Why not head? Why not back? Why not leg? Why foot? That question may come. So answer given, that two places where the mercy communicates, outlet for the mercy, is the hand and the feet. And you'll see all over Bhagavatam, it's always they have a either handshake or hand blessing or feet touching. Even in spiritual world, when Narad Muni went, sometimes our devotees, the deity dresser, they are definitely from out of this world. Because sometimes they put the peacock feather as if feather is looking at the feet. Because there is a pastime, so Narad Muni was asking the peacock, why you bend down? You're supposed to be up. He said, because I'm always up, but I always see that all these great sages, even Lord Shiva, Brahma, they come always glorifying the lotus feet. I'm thinking like, what a deprivation I have. There must be something more nectar in the feet. I'm always on the head. I should be searching out there. Everybody's searching something. So since that day, whenever nobody's looking, he's looking at the feet. So this vision is also there, always there. So in this explanation, we see that Mother Yashoda, she reflected within, according to Sanatana Goswami Pad in Vaishnava Tosani, that she thought, what am I seeing? Is it something alluring by material illusion? Is it something some yogi put some spell in my vision? Is it something magic, like magician does? She went through all this reflection. And very nice conclusion that Sanatana Goswami Pad writes, that in the magic, when you see the magic, just like Radhanath Maharaj gives a story of Eiffel Tower with David, what's his name? The big magician in America? David... Copperfield, thank you. David Copperfield. So his helicopter went around the Eiffel Tower, and there was thousands of people came with a ticket to see the magic. And there is a curtain they put around the Eiffel Tower from the helicopter. And as it left, and then after a few minutes, everybody looked at it, there was no Eiffel Tower. Literally disappeared. And the reaction, the newspaper, I don't know how Maharaj got it, but he says, the reaction in the mind and the heart of those people, those who are very attached to Paris and Spain, French, they said, how could he do this? Maybe he's our enemy. He has done something to destroy us. They came up with all kinds of conclusions for 10 minutes. And then again, helicopter came and covered that place. And then Eiffel Tower is back. So I relate to this, that what Sanatana Goswami Pad says, that container, when you see with the eye something, if that substance is not in the eye, it is still illusion. When you see the universal form in Krishna's mouth, it disappears, but it is there. It is not some scenery is being projected there for time being. Not like some scenery is projected in my eye for time being and then it disappears. And there is, if you go to that container, you will not find that. It is not there. But in Krishna's case, it is there eternally. Then she was thinking, of course, why yogis would bother to give a spell. I'm an ordinary lady. Maybe some mystical about the demigods. Then she thought, why demigod would bother with me? I am just an ordinary lady in Brajadham. So she became very humble. But then she started paying very close attention And she was very thoroughly convinced that something beyond her imagination. What is missing here and missing in Arjuna's case, similar pattern. One is that what you see, and if you do not have a corresponding mind with the object you are seeing, then it will disturb you. So Arjuna's perception of universal form is given by Krishna, but he did not have a corresponding mind to relate. So he was not relishing, rather he was afraid. He was paying dandavat from the front, from the south, north, east, west, every angle. This is called anubhav. Sattvik bhav, that he had a goosebump, he started trembling. He was not trying to do that. He was not trying to shake his body or hair stands on. It comes automatically. You see the difference between sattvik and anubhav. Anubhav means you endeavor, like we dance. This is anubhav. We like to dance. We like to sing loudly. This is anubhav. Sattvik bhav, which comes automatically when your heart is connected with pure goodness. So they both were experiencing this. See, in Mother Yashoda's case, that she saw herself inside Krishna's mouth, there is unlimited universes. In each universe, there is also herself and Krishna. Now, is this a reflection? She also thought. I don't know how Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur got out Mother Yashoda's mind. He said, in the reflection, in the mirror, if you have one earring, you put one earring on the right side, in the mirror you will see it's on the left side. So Mother Yashoda went back. I am holding his hand on the right side. In the mouth, in that universe, and I am moving his hand, and it is also moving. I am moving there also. So Krishna is inside the universe, also he is outside the universe. Mother Yashoda also found herself inside the universe, simultaneously outside. And Prabhupada quoted this verse so many times. Namasya purusham to adyam ishara prakrite param alaksham sarvabhutanam antarbahir avastitam. The Mother Kunti Devi addressed to Krishna that you are always inside and outside. What does that mean? It's this. Mother Yashoda saw that. That Krishna is inside his body, inside the universe, same time outside the universe, simultaneously. This is the most fascinating, inconceivable. And Mother Yashoda thought, okay, this is not a mirror reflection. It is not a magic. It is not a yoga. It is not a demigod. Then she became very humble and she prayed to Narayan, and she gave up holding Krishna's hand. She prayed to Narayan, please remove this illusion. I'm not a queen. I'm not a mother of her. I'm just a little insignificant servant. And Krishna didn't like that. Did you catch this? This is the most important. Krishna didn't like this prayer. So then Krishna, as soon as Krishna didn't like it, that her vatsalya prema poured from the Ladini potency to her heart to such an extent that she forgot about the prayers. Immediately Krishna says, Maya, Maya. Then she grabbed Krishna on her lap and she forgot whole scenario. So last night I was making a little list, like when we come to spiritual path, what is that we adore or trying to achieve? What is that Krishna is reciprocating with us? And I also made a lot of question and answer on the universal form versus Paramatma, and from Prabhupada's book, from our Acharya's commentary. But it's a long discussion. But I'm going to discuss at least where I am today with this body doing sadhana every day, what we are looking for. So first of all, who is our object of love? I made it 12 points. And I would like, if you find more than those, I would like to add in my list. So first one, who is our beloved object of worship that we are trying to develop relationship? Of course, there was a joke on the Facebook that they said, I believe it's Sachinandan Maharaj or someone. Anyway, the Facebook is very fascinating. Giriraj Maharaj is, every day we communicate sometime, you know. Giriraj Maharaj is fully present. Many sannyasis, ISKCON sannyasis, they are fully present. He says that you cannot be in love, you cannot know a nature, character, quality of a person by reading his bio or profile. Then how do you develop that attraction towards Krishna? How? By relationship. It was very sweet. And you can see in Bhagavad Gita, beginning, before Prabhupada started the sloka, in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada write, this book can be released like Arjuna did, and he give these five relationships. One by one, you know, Santo Dasya Sakto. And Prabhupada made this point that relationship should be focused every moment when we perceive or serve Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. So I made a list. First thing, that our object of love, Krishna, who is he? He is a Swayam Bhagavan. And the famous verse everybody knows, Ete Changsa Kalapungsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So Swayam, the word is given, Swayam, Jar Bhagavatta Haite Anner Bhagavatta, Swayam Sadder Ihate Satta. And Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur used to found that verse, that any concept of God, whether there is a monism, monotheism, pantheism or panentheism or polytheism, polymorphic monotheism, any concept of God, you have to focus on Krishna. Why? Because Krishna is the one who made all the gods. Whether it's a Narayan or Balaram or anybody, it is Krishna. That's why he is the Swayam. Because he is the one who makes other gods. Whether it's a Shaktabesh or even Narayan. Second, he is the avatari. And Prabhupada gave a very nice conclusion on this. Sarva avatari sreshta. There is so many verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That Krishna is like an ocean and all other incarnation is like a waves. So there is no question of comparison. Krishna is like an ocean. And the third quality, confirmed, thank you. Third quality, the Paramatma who is localized, witnessing. Right now Paramatma, how is present in our life right now? Right at this moment. Paramatma is allowing you to hear. If you look at practically, you have eyes. The eyes to see me or ear is a product of false ego in the mode of passion. Rajagun with the false ego produce the senses. Everybody is aware of it. That produce the ear. But that doesn't mean you can hear. Ear does not hear. There has to be hearing perception. So that Sattvagun produce the perception. Sattvagun produce the demigods. Sattvagun produce the perception. So you need Sattvagun and you need Rajagun. And the sound is Tamagun. Or sense objects are all Tamagun. But these are not enough. Why? How they will be activated? To activate is the super soul. And Prabhupada identifies super soul as the interdependent. Just like to see me, you may have an eye, Rajagun product, you may have a seeing perception, Sattvagun product, the body I have is Tamagun product, but that's not enough. Something has to keep your eye open. And somebody has to allow the light to back this object. And somebody has to allow you to perceive this. These three functions is interdependent. That is super soul, Paramatma. Right at this moment, present. But there's so many verses. Jat Advaita Brahma Panishadita Dupayashatanuba. Ja Atma Antarjami Purusha Sahasangsa Vibhava. This Atma Antarjami, super soul, is only partial manifestation of that Krishna. So that's three. Number four. Tanubhai is Brahman. Tanubhai is Brahman, we should know it, But in order to develop the relationship, we should know some concept of it. But when you develop the relationship, it disappears. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, little Nimai walking, all of a sudden Mother Swachimata saw his fingernail and his toenail blazing fire coming out. Unlimitedly, uninterruptedly, Krishna's body always emanating the Brahman. But we cannot see. You can look at the deity because you have a love for Krishna, you don't see. If you don't have a love for Krishna, you will see. Sometimes this is called Vibhuti Shakti, like a universal form, Vibhuti Shakti, Vaibhav Shakti. But they are also Shakti, potency of Krishna, but they want to be subordinate to your love. So Vaibhav Shakti shown the universal form, but when she felt that Mother Yashoda's love for Krishna was trembled and was shrinking, that she surrendered. She said, I am so happy that I am under Mother Yashoda's love for Krishna. Even this inconceivable potency, they want to be servant to the devotee's love to Krishna. Because that servant, like omniscient potency Krishna has, but when Krishna was 1.5 years old, one time he was trying to climb down from the bed and he could not. Why? He doesn't know that he's God. He lifts up the whole earth on his little tusk. How can he not know? Because omniscient potency would love to be under or consider herself as a servant of Vatsalya Rasa of Mother Yashoda. Because she feels more happy this way, so Krishna forgot how to climb down from the bed. And he got stuck on his tummy and he started crying for Mother Yashoda to come. So like this, we find that Swachimata, when she saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body, every toenail, fingernail was emanating blazing fire, she thought, something horrible has attacked my son. This is unbelievable. She could not even figure it out. How is possible fire coming out from a toenail? Can you imagine a child? So Swachimata immediately rubbed her eyes and prayed. You know, this is a very interesting Mother Yashoda. They do always three things to protect Krishna. They always endeavor, they always introspective, and they always pray simultaneously. So she was praying and she's rubbing her eyes and she's thinking, where are the Brahmanas? They should come and deghost my son, Nimai. This is three things continuously. But Brahman effulgence is nothing to do with the ghost. It is there, always coming. Number five, Krishna is Satchidananda. Sat means? Somebody help, please. Existence. Existence, not like when we go to deep sleep, we don't even remember we existed or not. Because our focus was on ignorance. Ignorance causes this, that we even forget. We don't have a dream, we just feel good after we come out of deep sleep. But Krishna's body, or Satchidananda body, or in our constitutional body, don't have this. But conditional body has this. So it says, Krishna ek sarva asraya Krishna sarvadham. Krishna's body is the container of entire universe. Entire spiritual universe, material universe, unlimited, everything within his body, at the same time he's outside the body. Where is the evidence? We can have so many examples of when Garuda was bewildered whether Ram is God, Supreme God or not. He's a young man. And Hanumanji asked that Garuda should come and help because Ram and Lakshman got tied up with snake. And Garuda is thinking, why God needs my help? How can he be God if he needs... I mean, he could not put together. Even though he's a Mahabhagavat, he's an eternal associate. So he went to Brahmaji, he went to Shivji, they said, we don't know, but we know he's God. But how? Why he's asking my help? God doesn't need help to save himself. So finally everybody guided him to go to Bhushandi. Bhushandi is like a, Garuda is also bird, family. Bhushundi is a crow, is also bird family. But like in our Vedic culture, Brahmana is the highest and lowest is like a Sudra or outcast. In bird family, the Garuda is highest and the crow is the lowest. To hear Harikatha from a crow is like a very shame, materially. So Garuda could not reconcile. So finally he went, but he didn't want to hear and he didn't want anybody to know. So he was hiding in a jungle. And all the birds, beasts, they all came to hear the crow speaking about the Lord. At one point he says, I had a doubt about whether that son of Dasarath is the Supreme Absolute Truth or not. So then they came to reconcile. How? So Bhushundi was thinking, I'm going to check him out. So he went nearby and he saw beautiful young man, young boy, and eating some bread that Mother Kosala made and also splitting and throwing, giving to other birds. And Bhushundi is thinking, if he's God, I want to check it out. So at one point, instead of taking, if Ram gives, he grabbed from the hand of Lord Ram. When he grabbed, and Lord Ram started crying, oh, I don't have a bread, how am I going to eat now? And he's very sad. Then Bhushundi said, it's impossible, this is not God. God should not cry or lament for little stuff like this. So he's confused, but Shiva and Brahma, they guided me. How is possible? This is bewildering. So at one point, he was observing the face of the Lord, and then the Ram's mouth opened, and Bhushundi saw automatically attracted and went inside. And he went inside the stomach, and he traveled for million years in different universes. All the universal form is observed. And one point is thinking, where did this start? Oh, I was trying to test whether he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then all of a sudden Ram, he was eating bread still and spit it out. That was Bhushundi. And then he was narrating this story. Then Garuda understood, no, Ram is the Supreme Lord. Okay, so he came to help. But of course help was not a big help. Just by being present there, all the snake disappeared. This is Garuda. So, this is called Rashabdim. Number 6, because of the time, I'm going to go to the list very quick. Number 7, that Supreme Krishna, he has a name, he has a family, he has a parents, he has a brother, he has a secret lover, Radharani. The whole description is given. Who we worship. I'm just thinking of Krishna. Then number 9. His bodily color, he is moving, he is talking, is glorified by our Acharya. That he wears a brilliant yellow dhoti. And there is a warning given that you should not sing this Gita Govinda of the Krishna's bodily color and Krishna's. It's begin with Chandana Charchita Neela Kalebarakita Bashana Banamali. If you sing the whole thing, that Jagannath will be behind you because he's so attracted. You leave the altar. This has happened many times in Jagannath Puri. Nowadays, if you go to Jagannath Puri, they sing this Gita Govinda whole day, whole night in Jagannath Puri. So Jagannath never leaves. They didn't sing before. So Krishna's bodily color, his posture, his moving, his talking, his every part of his limbs are explained so sweetly. We can focus on that. Number 10, Krishna possesses 64 qualities. Why I'm saying all these things? Because Paramatma and Aishwarya, opulent aspect of God, what and of course Brahman and Vishwarup, universal form, has nothing to do with this. So who we focus? He possesses 64 qualities. And out of 64 qualities, 4 qualities are most prominent. One is Benu Madhuri. What is Benu Madhuri? Flute. Do we have a connection with that? Yes. Kalama, Klim. When we chant Gayatri Mantra, that is connecting to Benumadhuri. If we focus on our chanting Gayatri, what Prabhupada has come to give, we will be hearing Krishna's flute. Gayatri is so powerful. Rupa Madhuri. Rupa Madhuri, how powerful is Krishna's beauty? We can see even Putana. When Putana was allowed because of her beauty, Mother Yashoda and Rohini Maya, they are conversing. Maybe some divine goddess, maybe Lakshmi has come to see. Why not? My son is so beautiful. Everybody has a right to come and see. So they allowed. But even Putana, when she made a resume to Kamsa to get this job, she said that amongst 14 witches, the Kotora are the best. She was, you know, in the resume you put your best output. So she was putting, I am Kotora. My specialty is when a child is born, I can go and twist the neck of the child and kill it. And the moment the child's neck is broken, the tears and the sap comes, I adore relishing this tasty, painful tears. Kamsa said, you are hired immediately. So that Putana, when came to see Krishna face to face, she was reflecting, oh my God, I'm not supposed to be in love with child. What is happening? She was so scared. First time she got frightened seeing a child. Said, I'm falling in love with this child. Then Krishna closed his eyes. Said, okay, don't worry. You came for a purpose. You will not see man. Because Krishna's beauty even bewildered to the enemy who comes to kill him. But Jogamaya covers. Rupa Madhuri, Prema Madhuri, so beautiful. Srila Jiva Goswami Pad said, Bhajaniya Sada Sad Guno Vishishta. This one word, one sentence. Bhajaniya Sada Sad Guno Vishishta. This Supreme Personality of Godhead, who possesses six opulences, is so attractive, so enchanting, so endearing. His quality is adorable, inspiring unlimitedly, that even an enemy cannot resist but worship him. If we focus on those. So then number 11. Lord Krishna is a Bishai Alamban, Dhira Lalinda Nayak. He is the object of our life. But what is that, his position? He is a Dhira Lalita Nayak. There is a famous verse in Nectar Devotion given, Vidagda Navataranya Parihasya Visharada Nishchinta Nishchinta Dhira Lalita Shetupraya Peyoshi Basha. That Krishna is a party boy. Have you ever heard any incarnation of God as a party boy? No, it is only Krishna. And Rupa Goswami Pad says we should focus, because he is a Dhira Lalita who has an unbelievable joking all the time and charisma, and he wants to be controlled by his lover. That's why Radharani controls him. And that form is Dhira Lalita, because he has all these qualities. He displays 96 heroic position all the time. And there's a calculation given. I'm not going to discuss so much. It's so beautiful. In Nectar Devotion you read, and Jaiva Dharma also has. So he has a Potibhav and Upapotibhav. Potibhav is where? Where is Krishna's husband? Not in Vrindavan. But he is also in Vrindavan as a husband. When? On Brahma Vimahan Leela. The Brahma Vimahan Leela was that year that Gargacharya told that any girls marries will be the long-lasting, sweet relationship. And who are the boys in Vrindavan for that year? Krishna. So he was married in Vrindavan, but it is unknown to everybody. But in Vrindavan, no girls ever become pregnant by Krishna. So he has a upapati bhav. In Vaikuntha, no Lakshmi get pregnancy. But above them, Mahalakshmi, they get pregnancy in Dwarka, Mathura. But above them in Brajadham, no gopis get pregnancy. So Pati and Upapati, these two features of Krishna is there. And you multiply in three concepts. He is supreme, most supreme. That's how Prabhupada translated. Then you multiply by these three qualities. He is a Dhirashanta. Dhirashanta is like a Lord Ramchandra. He is opposite to Balaram. Balaram is Dhira Uddata. Oh, Jamuna Devi, you are not coming. I will pierce you into 100 pieces. Immediately, anger came and she is so frightened, she submit herself. But Lord Ram's wife got kidnapped. It takes 6 months. He is searching everywhere. He is asking Samudra Dev, ocean god, to give the path. He's meditating to Shiva. He's building a bridge. My God, how much time takes to rescue his wife. That quality is there with Krishna. It's called Dhira Santa. Dhira Uddata means no time to spare, like Balaram. You're not coming? I'll immediately split into 100. Immediately she appears. So both are there in Krishna. But above all this quality, Krishna's party boy is number one, stands above. Then Krishna has 8 specific quality that we should focus. Also, Prabhupada writes. One, Shobha. He's always so well decorated. Prabhupada even says, what is the need to decorate oneself so attractive in the middle of battlefield? Would you go to a war with a first of all, do you know when men dress the most? Anybody knows? I know in India when men dress the most. Thank you. Even the ladies know more than the men. On the wedding day, it is the highest day of your life, just for a day. And Krishna's name is Natabara Bapu. He always looks like going to get married. Not that he's getting married, but because the dress, you know, that famous verse, there's 3 verses, explains the beauty of Krishna in Bhagavatam. Out of all 3, number 1 stands above. Barha piram natabarabapu karnaya karnikaram. Natabarabapu. Natabarabapu. He's always so beautiful as if he's ready to get married. He's going. So Prabhupada asked that question. What was the need for Krishna to exhibit such a beauty in the battlefield, middle of the battlefield where everybody is killing each other? And Prabhupada answered, end of the purport, that Krishna is so compassionate. You know, when Sudarshan Chakra heals those bodies, even though Arjuna took the credit and everybody took the credit, and you know that story of Barbarik, that Barbarik is the grandson of Bhima, where Bhima asked Barbarik, who chopped your head like this? You are above Hanuman's flag. He said, Vasudev, Krishna did it. Why? Because Barbarik is so powerful. He didn't even look at Krishna, he's asking him a question. Hey, why you are sharpening your arrow? He said, I am very depressed. Why you are depressed? He said, because my grandfather, uncle, they are like preparing for a big war. What is the need? With my one arrow, I can kill all these people. So Krishna says, he didn't even look at Krishna. He's in the back. Krishna says, show me. So even while he's sitting, he shot an arrow. The arrow went whole universe and fell at the feet of Krishna. Krishna knew that, yes, he is that powerful. So he immediately took the arrow and severed his head, put it on the chariot head. So in the victory festival, they were not bragging, you know, I mean, they are great devotees, but they are taking the glory. Oh, I killed that many, I killed that many. At one point, everybody looked at Krishna and says, Vasudev, do you agree all these things? He said, let's ask this skull we see on top of the flag, and the flag, from the top of the flag, he could see the better view. And they all came and said, oh, that's Barbarik, how did you get here? And he was still speaking. He said, Krishna did this to me. He said, what did you see in the battlefield? Bhima says, did you see I killed one shot 500 with my club? He said, no. What? Who killed them? He said it was a Sudarshan Chakra. Sudarshan Chakra was chopping, because they are already put to death, Krishna told to Arjuna. So Prabhupada gave a very nice conclusion on this. I love the purport. Sometimes Prabhupada is like overflowing with ecstasy. He said that Krishna dressed so attractive in the middle of the war, so that when Sudarshan Chakra dissolved the physical body and subtle body, physical body we got from our parents, subtle body we got from our Shiva and Parvati, not past. Subtle body you are born with when you came to this material world. Physical body we get. Subtle body is dissolved, false ego is gone. What do you have? It's the soul, constitutional, beautiful. At that time you have a free choice. And Prabhupada made in the third canto, second chapter, you look at it, beautiful, one purport Prabhupada gave. Those at that, in the war, those who got killed, they lost their subtle body, now they can see Krishna. In the subtle body, sorry, in our constitutional body, we can see Krishna directly. All the covering removed. But that's not enough. Why? Because our attitude is more important. Shishupal's subtle body was dissolved, but he did not appreciate Krishna. He saw Krishna. He entered into Krishna's feet. Everybody saw that effulgence came, the soul. But he did not appreciate. So he went to Brahmananda place, where Brahmans are there. And Prabhupada said, those who appreciate, they enter into Vaikuntha. And if you can glorify Krishna, immediately you go to Golok Vrindavan. So seeing Krishna is not the most important only thing. Our attitude to serve Him, to be under guidance, that we are under Prabhupada and serving, in engaged in devotional service, is the most important. So with this note, I'll end. Because that Krishna's quality is still going. Oh my God, another 2 pages. Anybody has any contribution adding to my list? The verse says, clouds and dust are carried by the air, but less intelligent person say that sky is cloudy and the air is dirty. Similarly, they also implant material bodily conception on the spirit self. No reflection, no comment, no question, nothing. What are you going to carry when you leave this? Oh. Because one Maharaj, he pounded in my head. He said the learning should not end by the end of class. It should be eternal. First canto, fifth chapter, when Vyasadeva asked Narad Muni, that how do you remember everything? He said, this knowledge is eternal like the soul. We are eternal, this knowledge is also eternal. It goes with us. But we have to be container, receptive to hold it. And that Maharaj said, if you do 3 things, then you can retain. If you are grateful to the facilitator, who is the facilitator of this class? Prabhupada. ISKCON. ISKCON. Glorify ISKCON. Glorify Prabhupada, the biggest gift. You have to, if you want to retain and advance in Krishna consciousness. Second, this arrangement, the temple management, the devotees. If you are not here, what is the value of me speaking? I could speak in my room. So they should be appreciated. And the third, willingness to learn is a conscious choice. It has to come from individual. These 3 combinations together we can retain. Sorry, Shesha Prabhu, please.
I just wanted to know, Dear Shanta, Dear Lalita, Dear Datta, and what's the fourth one?
Dear Uddata and Dear Datta. Thank you. You caught it. Yeah, I didn't speak the last one. Anybody else? Yes, Madhav. The verse goes, you can find it, Barhapiram Natabarabhupu Karnaya Karnikaram Vibratavasakanaka Kapisham Vaijanti Chamalam Enurandadara Sudaya Gopa Vrindapale Vrindavanam Sapadaramanam Pravishati Gita Kirti. These are the vision of the gopis. They used to see him coming from the forest and going in. And what they saw, they expressed this. The other verse is Brahmaji saw when he saw Krishna. The first verse of 14th chapter, number 1. I'm not going to explain all this, it takes a long time, but you can find 14.1, 10.14.1. And then the third one, the Dijapatni, Prabhupada says, they had an attraction to Krishna and their husband attraction to Veda, rituals. So that's why they missed the boat. We should be attracted to the sadhana, and but our ultimate attraction should be Krishna. So the wives, when they had a conversation, they came to that conclusion and they composed it. Hiranna Paridim, beautiful, all those explanations. And then our Acharya compared why one is higher than the other. So that's why I didn't want to go into, because it's like a, you can literally meditate 2-3 hours. But the point here, why when Krishna, look at it, Krishna has a one flower on his right ear, yellow flower, Karnikaram, Vibrata Basa. Why? Because his beauty, his face is so attractive. Even the coward boys, Mother Yashoda put them, said, watch my Lala, son. And they are doing big ceremony because Krishna learned how to turn himself. It's a big festival because he learned how to turn himself. So they made a big festival, but in the festival, the Mother Yashoda put all the thousands and millions of boys, just keep him quiet, he's in the crib. At that time, they are hypnotized. Even the cart was falling on Krishna and made a huge sound, but the boys never got disturbed, as if they are not, they're like oblivious. So then Acharya saying, how is possible all these little boys are hypnotized of what? Krishna's beauty. Krishna's face is so attractive. Even the moment Krishna was born, do you know who actually knew first when Krishna was born? Krishna himself made the sound. Because Vasudev came with his son, he exchanged, right? He took the daughter. Yesterday we discussed about super soul and this. This is another conversation. I have a problem with like so many things Krishna reminds. That when Vasudev's son came to Mother Yashoda's, birth giving center, what do you call that? Maternity place. The Vasudev Maharaj came and nobody knew. Right? Nobody saw. So he placed his son. But was Mother Yashoda had her son? Yes. Where is the evidence? Haribangsha. Haribangsha says that she already had her original son. Because original son cannot come from Mathura. It's origin from Vrindavan. And Prabhupada is very fanatic too. I mean, in a good way. That Krishna, his origin is in Vrindavan. So that time, this Vasudev's son and origin son, they merged. And Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that in our heart, we have Kshirodakshayi Vishnu Paramatma in our heart. When we develop love for Krishna, then Krishna and this Paramatma merges in one. It's so sweet. And he's giving reference to this, how Vasudev's son merged into Mother Yashoda's son. So, of course, Krishna is born, but nobody knew. They all fainted because they had a long labor. So all fainted, millions of maids. Then all of a sudden, Krishna, Vasudev left and Krishna started screaming, baby, whatever the sound, you know, the baby makes. It was very sweet. Then Mother Yashoda woke up, oh, we have a son. She didn't even know she has a son because come not from the lower part of the body, comes from the heart. It's very sweet. Of course, there was intestine and all this evidence because we fight sometimes, you know. Some people say, no, he's a son of Devaki. I say, yes, because if he's not son of Devaki, then in Vedic culture, I mean, how much can you discuss? In Vedic culture, you're not supposed to play or have an intimate relationship with your own sister, cousins. You know, it's like a condemn. No, no, no. He is from Mathura. He's a Kshatriya. So he's a Kshatriya. He came to Vrindavan and he's playing with the coward girls. Then all Varnasumi religious people, they say, okay, that's correct. That's correct. Who cares? Do we care? But for them, Krishna do everything. Krishna satisfy everybody's need. So when Mother Yashoda saw Krishna, he's so attractive, she wants to look at it. But his beauty is unparalleled. That's why Prabhupada used the word ashamurda. Means you never saw a beauty like Krishna. It's unparalleled. There is no such thing. Your whole body is like paralyzed when you see Krishna face to face. So that time, but Krishna is crying, so and breast milk is coming out, so she has to give breast milk. Then, but she is thinking, I want to look at him one more time. And all these Matajis, millions of Matajis coming, can we look? We are waiting for decades. We want to see that baby. So she brings him out. It's so beautiful. They like faint. They faint. It's extreme beauty. So the moment he was born, he bewildered everybody with his beauty. So when you go home, you can read all those three. Beautiful. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry, I forgot. Krishna's Satchidananda body do not have 20 defects. And universal form has a 20 defects. It is in Nectar Devotion, chapter 23. And I don't want to read the whole 20 because there's a whole discussion we had in classes. And it's beautiful. You can read it. Chapter 23, that universal form has these 20 defects and Satchidananda body do not have 20 defects. That is the biggest difference.
So Virat Rupa
or Vishwarupa? Virat Rupa don't have. And tonight we'll have a further discussion in Mother Anuradha's house at 6:30 if you are hungry for Russian prasad. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.